time back. Turn the clock back. It's all relative, Einstein says. I say it's not 10 and 6 seconds. 10 o'clock and 6 seconds. Or 10 seconds. Now, what would Einstein say? Well, it's that time of the year. I got to admit, I'm torn between celebrating Gray Thursday, Black Friday, or Cyber Monday. So many holidays. Well, what do you know?
Live from the Monona Terrace in Madison, Wisconsin, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? From Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know? It's deer hunting tavern tales from Mary's Hangout, plus all the news that isn't and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know? Is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who'll be shopping Shades of Gray Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, it's Michael Feldman.
Oh, yeah, Shades of Gray. That's the new shopping spree. Yeah, because now it's Gray Thursday, see. Before you, Black Friday is Gray Thursday, so I thought, rest of the week, why not? Keep the stores open, let's get some shopping done. Anyhow, there's some other holiday going on, too. Thanksgiving, that's what it is. Okay. That's where the pilgrims thanked Indians for working on Thursday so they could get a head start on Black Friday shopping. If they only had Cyber Monday back then, it would be different. The whole thing would be different. Our history would be different. In the non-holiday news, that isn't, deer gun season is on Wisconsin. That's where guys who'd rather spend Gray Thursday and Black Friday at deer camp because they could be home by Cyber Monday. What the heck, you know, still get the shopping in. Very good. Finally got a chance to douse themselves in all that deer urine they've been saving. In the garage. Well, what's in those bottles, dear? Yes, it is deer, as a matter of fact. You know how you get deer urine? You get it by holding your gun at a buck for an hour before you shoot him. You fill several bottles that way. I was told by an actual hunter. Told me that. So where'd you get all that deer urine then, hey? Well, I'll tell you what you do. Okay. Never mind. On the immigration front, Republicans are suing to deport Barack Obama. Hey. Speaker Boehner says that the president, President Obama, has poisoned the well they threw him in. Why would he do that? He's in the well. So they plan to shut down the government until every man, woman, and child willing to work is thrown out of the country for making the rest of us look bad. It's a little short-sighted, I think. What are the Republicans going to do with no one to do their landscaping? Anyways, the Weather Channel's Winter Storm Al Roker pummels the East Coast. Oh, she was a big one, that Roker. Oh, she slimmed down in the end there pretty good. Buffalo now is a frozen Pompeii. It's actually buried by snow. They've all been frozen. Capture them frozen in the act of shoveling, digging out their cars. So they're frozen for all time. You're yawning already. We just started. Did you not get any sleep last night? Were you up late, or is this certainly can't be a reaction to this stimulating diatribe that I've launched into? Do I need to go through it again? Did you miss anything with the yawn? It was a long yawn. Okay, I don't care. It's okay. I understand. It's not your life, you know. Okay. Adrian Peterson has been suspended for the season for some quality time with the kids. He will be coaching Pop Warner, so that's the good news. Oh, coach! It's just my luck with a fantasy league. I had Adrian Peterson, Ray Rice, and Jay Cutler. Got, like, no points. I have, like, zero, zero, zero points. Okay, ask about the 54-year difference between him and his new bride. Charles Manson says if she dies, she dies. The new hydrogen-powered, we're almost through with this. I'm doing my best to get through it quickly. The new hydrogen-powered fuel cell cars, they have them now. Fuel cell cars, hydrogen-powered. They have only one drawback. They have to be refueled at science fairs. Okay, one for a science fair joke. Can't always do those. I don't know. Well, people don't laugh at science fair jokes. Okay, and then messing with the Hulk's wife could be the tipping point in the Cosby case. I think. If he's green, you know, I would say definitely stop whatever you're doing. Charles Manson's comeback actually is going a lot better than Bill Cosby's. I'd have to say that. Colorado charters its first bank for the marijuana industry, First Weed Savings and Toke. Paul Ryan will chair the House No Way by No Means Committee. And you know, they can't keep exercise in a bottle on the shelf. Okay. Think about it, and let me know what you think. Okay, GPS can find dark matter in space, but not where Highway 26 shoots off of 151. I'm just saying. Sludge shows no signs of moving through the Keystone Pipeline, hence the name Sludge. A federal judge will hear the Pledge of Allegiance suit to replace under God with under whatever. Okay. I didn't bring the suit, you know, I'm just saying this. England has put into service the world's first poo bus. Have you heard about this? A poo bus. Yeah. It's powered by passenger-generated methane gas. So no go, no go. Fortunately, the service is between Bristol and Bath because they're going to need one by the time they get there. That's actually somewhat true, that story. Some of it is. And finally, Scott Walker is under the mistaken impression he was elected president. Here in Wisconsin, President Obama must wonder what that folding chair is doing behind his desk in the Oval Office. Scott brought it. Got the beer holders on it. That's all the news that isn't. Thank you so much for your kind indulgence. This monologue is available for 10 cents in coin from the Merkle Press, no longer in existence. Okay. And you remember the Merkle Press, 10 cents in coin? I think you could get Meet the Press. Yeah, well, don't look at me like you weren't born then. Yeah, the Merkle Press, I think it was Meet the Press. We say, if you know, after the show, they'd say, for 10 cents in coin, send 10 cents in coin to the Merkle Press, so you can get a transcript. Oh, I think it was Meet the Press. Anyone remember that? Meet the Press? Merkle Press? Yes. 10 cents in coin? Stamps? No stamps. No stamps. Got you there. 10 cents in coin. That's why they say in coin. That means no stamps. A lot of people send in stamps in that Merkle Press. That's why they went out of business. Can't use the stamps. Need the coins. Mary's Hangout is a place to be right now, especially if you're trying to avoid hunting deer. But you're up there with all your buddies, and you got to do something. So you go to Mary's Hangout. It's at 515 South Tomahawk Drive in Tomahawk, Wisconsin. And Mary's Hangout, and I have directions here. If you're wandering around right now in the woods, you just got to get over 51 North. If you got GPS, you can find dark matter, but you can't find really how to get to Mary's Hangout. But exit 225, take the right, ramp right for CRS towards Tomahawk. If you keep going then, and then there's a Shell on the corner. Don't stop there. That's not Mary's Hangout. And but if you reach West Putnam Street, you've gone too far. Let's find out if that's true. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
How are you?
I am pretty good. Yourself?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good. Are those directions pretty accurate there? You look for the Shell station, right?
Oh, yes. We're right across from the Shell station on the corner of Highway S and Tomahawk Avenue. You bet.
Yeah, so you can't miss it.
No, it's a little bitty, teeny, tiny bar. Yes, you could.
Yeah. How long have you had the Hangout, Mary?
Well, it's been here since the 1920s, but I've only had it the last 6 years.
Really? Who had it the first, whatever it was, 80 years?
Oh, my gosh, I don't even know. A gentleman by the name of Jack, I can't even tell you, the 20s started it.
Yeah.
Then there were several other owners after that.
Was it always Mary's hangout, even with Jack?
Nope. I have no clue what it used to be called years and years ago.
Was it everybody, apostrophe S, hangout?
Is that everybody what?
You know, everybody's name, your name here, apostrophe S, hangout, was that what it was called, or was it all different names?
Oh, it's been different names, yep. Yeah.
It was never the Tomahawk Tap, was it?
No, never that one.
Yeah, you remember that one?
I do. I don't remember the bar, but I remember the name.
Yeah, yeah.
Now that bar's got been torn down, a whole new bar has been established in that spot. So.
Oh, who's got the Tomahawk Tap spot there?
You're talking about the Tomahawk, are you talking about the Lodge?
I don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I think it was a lodge, because we talked to some guys years ago, some deer hunters are all sitting on the porch there drinking beers when they should have been out shooting things.
Okay, yeah, the only one, if it's out in the country, the only one that I know of is called Tomahawk Lodge, and that belongs to Ski and Sandy run it.
Oh, Steve and Sandy.
And it's still called a Tomahawk Lodge.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's good then. Have you got any of the boys right now at the hangout?
I certainly do.
Yeah.
I've got several guys. I've got a couple of guys that just came in. I've got a registered deer. I've got a gal that walked in here, has got her first buck that she ever shot. She's shot deer before, but never a buck.
You had a deer that registered under his own name or what?
Any name they want to call it.
Yeah. Oh, she got a buck.
That's a fact.
Wow. And is it a good one? Good size one?
I haven't seen the one that Kevin just brought in right now, but yeah. The one that the other gal brought in is a nice little six-pointer.
Yeah. Is she around?
She is. Would you like to talk to her?
Yeah.
I know that she might.
This must be exciting. I'd love to talk
okay,
to her.
Yes. Awesome.
Cool.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What? How about a little applause? Their first buck, ladies and gentlemen. What's your name, dear? I didn't get that.
My name is Kyla Dotter.
Kyla?
Yep.
How are you?
Good. I'm a lot better now.
Yeah. are you pretty excited?
I am. I mean, me and my husband went out. We're first married. First time going out in the woods and, you know, first daylight and the buck comes up, you know. Can't ask for a better hunting season than that, you know.
Yeah. And he probably couldn't get his gun loaded in time, right? And you took it.
No, he just was watching. He was there for support.
He was there for support?
Yeah.
So you're the shooter in the family?
Yep, you betcha.
Oh, that's cool. Have you been hunting for many years, like a family sort of thing, go out with your family? And?
Yeah, I used to go when I was in middle school and high school, and then I left I was in the Air Force for 6 years, so I didn't hunt ever when I was in, and then I've been out now for a year, so it's my first time back.
Yeah. Do you do the thing where you douse yourself in deer urine? I know that's probably not a nice question to ask someone. But.
No, we didn't use any estrus, no.
Have you done that in the past?
No, honestly, he does it for bow hunting, but never have used it for rifle.
Oh, yeah, for bow. That would make more sense, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a cool thing.
Yeah.
Describe this. You did sort of the scene there, but how far away from it were you? And just give me the whole rundown.
Let's see. He came walking in up to, I would say when I shot him, he was about 30 to 40 yards away.
Yeah.
And he only ran maybe 20 yards tops before he dropped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're a pretty good shot, huh?
Think so.
Is that what you're trying to say? So that, and then do you have to, like, field dress the thing and drag it out of there? I mean, that's the downside of this, right?
Well, it actually kind of worked out nice because where we're hunting on the private property, we had a four-wheeler or one of those Rangers. So we went walked up to the stack and got that and drove it back and picked up the deer and, you know, we still dressed it right there, but then picked up the deer. We didn't have to drag it very far.
You don't gut it with the four-wheeler, do you? You put a hook in there and then just take off?
Not very effective that way. No.
I saw it in a movie one time. I thought, well, that's really a bad idea.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's common or not. Well, that's terrific. So now, your hunt is over? Are you going back home now or what?
Yeah, my hunt will be over. I don't know. He might hunt, but I'm definitely done.
You're out of there. You're going to leave him back there and see what we can come up with.
Yeah,
huh?
Hopefully he's got some luck.
You're hard to live up to.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. Very nice to talk with you.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah. Congratulations, Kayla.
Thank you.
Got her first buck there. And it's Mary, are you still with us? Mary, you still with us?
I'm here.
Yeah, hey. I did see that you had, for example, you have, let's see, don't forget to enter. This is our gun contest.
Our big buck contest? I do.
Yeah, but it says daily drawings and lightest legal buck.
That's correct.
So your contest is for the smallest buck?
We do. It's for the biggest buck, technically. We got first, second, and third place.
Yeah.
And then as a consolation prize,
we always do
the $50 for the smallest or the lightest legal buck.
Oh, the lightest legal one, yeah.
Yep.
The illegal ones you just got to throw in the trunk and not talk
about. You just have to make sure those horns are 3 inches high.
Yeah, okay. Is that prize going to, when will this be awarded, probably?
At the end of the contest, which ends next Sunday at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then all the hunters will have brought their deer, and by then we weigh them in and... obviously, then we write everything down, and at the end, then we check everything out, see who wins what, and give out the money.
Yeah. Don't you have that venison feed there in Tomahawk? The other day, I saw something like
that. We did. We had that yesterday.
Yeah.
It goes from about 11 o'clock until maybe 1 or 2.
Doesn't that sort of take the motive away for going out and shooting deer? I mean, if they're going to give you venison burgers...
Does that take it away? Oh, my gosh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, and take the edge off it, really. You're not really hungry for deer after that.
Oh, I don't believe that. Not if you're a venison lover at all.
Yeah, okay.
Nothing will take that love of venison away from you.
So that just whets your appetite.
It'll whet your appetite, you bet.
Are there some guys who spend the whole hunt actually in your hangout there, just hanging out?
I shouldn't say that, but yes.
Is one of them there now? I'd like to...
What's that?
Is one of them there now?
No. Okay. Actually, I've got just ones that come in just like it's the young 13-year-old boy, his first year also.
Yeah.
And he came in to register his, and then his group will leave, and then that other gal that you talked to and her husband, they'll be leaving shortly. But they come in off and on all year long.
Yeah. And so they register with you?
They do. The registration is not for the deer itself as far as legal tag goes, but it's for a contest.
Oh, for the contest, of course. What am I saying? Is Kayla in the lead so far in this?
What's pardon?
Is Kayla in the lead for this so far as the buck size?
Well, no, because she forgot to sign up. She brought it in this morning. She said, Mary, I forgot to sign up.
Oh.
So right now the 13-year-old is in the lead.
Well, that's kind of, can't you really just...
It's awesome, actually.
Yes. Is the 13-year-old there?
Yes. Would you like to talk to him?
Yes, very much. What's his name?
Okay, his name is Tommy, and I will put him on the phone for you.
Tommy!
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Just wait now. He can't hear you yet. Hang on. I got to get him. He's outside with his deer. Tommy, forget about that.
No one gets who jokes anymore either. That's the other thing. Or Merkle
Tommy,
Press.
Tommy, just hang on.
Don't mention the who or Merkle Press in any references.
Hello?
There's a tip for you in your career. Tommy, is that you?
Yep.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good, huh? How much lead did you pump into that thing before it fell?
Just one.
Just one?
Yep.
Pretty good. Are you a pretty good shot then, Tommy?
Yep.
Yeah? Where do you practice? In a dump or something?
No, I don't practice much. I shot a couple times last year, and that's about it.
Yeah. And did you go through, like as a kid, were you raised, like training for hunting and all that stuff and hunting, you know, hunting? You know?
I went out a couple times with my dad.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I didn't do much.
Yeah.
But I got into it a little bit more this year and last year.
Yeah. How excited were you about going up with a bunch of really old guys who are drinking beer all the time and playing, canasta or whatever?
It was pretty fun.
It was fun. Oh, okay. You're going to be all right as you get older then. If you like it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it didn't seem at all weird to you. Describe to me the circumstance where you got your deer.
It was... Like where I shot it?
Yeah, I mean the whole thing. You're walking around the woods.
I was sitting in a stand. It was, or the guy I was hunting with, he saw it, and then I turned around, wait for it to get in a good spot, and then I shot it right behind the shoulder.
Oh, okay. Did you ever see that movie about that little deer when you were a kid? You know, Bambi.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
That didn't have long-term effects on you, though, right? You didn't?
No.
No remorse? You're feeling no remorse?
No.
Feeling pretty good about it?
Yeah.
Okay. And how big is it? Has it got horns and all that sort of stuff?
It's 5 point.
5 point. That's good. So you're in the lead now.
Yeah.
Nice work, Tommy.
Thank you.
Put Mary back on, Tommy. Trying to say goodbye. So, Mary. Mary. Mary.
Tommy hung up.
Tommy hung up on me.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Mary. You know, one thing I saw, did you see the deer map of Wisconsin they had?
I did not.
Yeah, the deer map, you know, where deer's, what's the plural of deer?
Deer.
Where deer appear. Deers appear. I don't know. It seems like individual deers would be deers, I would think. But
it's not.
It's not. It's a grammar thing. I don't know. It's
there you go.
We're talking about deer. You know, all the deer in Wisconsin, you know where they are?
They're not here.
Yeah, they're not there. Why do people go? They're in La Crosse.
They must be, because they can't be up here.
Yeah. It's so weird. They showed the map where the most appearances of deer they over the years and stuff, and they're all in La Crosse for some reason. Not in the city necessarily, but you know, around La Crosse.
But a lot of them are down there.
Yeah, because of the field, you know, fields, and there's still some corn standing and all that stuff, and so
mm-hmm.
That's the place to go. So you know, all these guys go up north, and all the deer go south to La Crosse.
That's exactly why we don't see them, because they get their bags and they head south, as all our hunters head north.
Mary, very nice talking with you. Good luck to everyone out there at the hangout, and best regards to you and everyone down there in Tomahawk.
Oh, well, thank you so very much.
Nice talking with you.
Nice
Mary from Mary's Hangout, because we wanted you to be there at the start of the season. Very big thing in Wisconsin. Maybe not, you know, in some places you live, you may not be aware of this, but it's a very big thing. Did you hunt it?
Not years.
But your dad had that shotgun.
Yeah, but I never went.
You inherited it. You're over and under, didn't you?
It's a shotgun. Yeah.
Is it an over and under, or is it decided by side?
No, just a 12-gauge shotgun.
I'm just showing off here. I know some words. Pretty cool. It's a what?
It's
12-gauge.
That's
a nice one.
I never hunt a deer. My nephews hunt. I think they're out this weekend. And they live up by La Crosse, too.
Yeah.
So.
But you never, didn't you go out with your dad?
No, he didn't hunt deer.
What did he use the shotgun for? Well, you don't use a shotgun for deer, I guess, do you?
You use a slug in the shotgun, I think. You can?
Yeah. Because then you get all that buckshot in your meat.
No, you use a slug.
I don't know what you're talking about. But what did he do with it? Partridge or something?
I can't remember. Other than going to the quarry and like shooting at cans.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't remember.
All right. So... we got a little number here
for anything
in the sense of deer hunting season number or seasonal, maybe seasonal?
Well, it's a little Hank Williams tune called I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry.
Great song.
Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
How's everybody doing? Pretty good there? Okay there, then there. Now, you look like you should be out there hunting.
Well, it's my wife's birthday, so I gave it all up to come here.
When you say you gave it all up because of your wife, do you mean the hunting or something else?
You know, marriages, it's kind of like, you know, betting 50% of your stuff you're going to be happy for the rest of your life.
Yeah. You know, I think if we worked tonight, we'd have a saying there.
Probably so. Yeah. I better quit while I'm ahead.
Well, let me know when that happens.
I will.
Then we'll quit you.
Okay.
You.
All right.
Your name is?
Steve.
Are you a hunter, though?
I do like to hunt, yes. Yeah. Hunt fish, anything I can shoot at.
Hunt fish? Is it hard to shoot them underwater like that?
No, it's not. You gotta get in the water with them, but you can do it.
It's like shooting fish in a barrel is what you're saying.
That's right.
You got to be in the barrel is the only thing.
It works better if you're in a lake, but you can do it in a barrel.
Yeah. And is this the wife you're talking about?
Yep, this is the one.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
And your name is?
Kay.
Kay, all right. And it's your birthday?
It is.
Today?
Well, no, but.
Close enough?
Close enough.
It's close enough for birthday, everybody. Kay. Is it? Can I get you to stand up here? Let's see the birthday girl. Here we are. Hey, Kay. I got her now. It's my 50% now. You got 50% of me. How do you like that?
I love it.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's the first time I ever heard that. And so when was the actual birthday?
Wednesday.
That's close enough.
Yeah, it's close
that's
enough.
In the ballpark. And is this all you got for your birthday?
No. No. I can't discuss the rest.
Really? Oh, he wants to get a picture of us. Don't think that's going to be safe in the cloud, because it's not. That photo is going to show up when you least expect it. And so, well, we have a little something for your birthday, because we can't talk about the stuff that you didn't get. Let's give her what for her birthday?
A CD.
A CD?
A T-shirt? Well,
who has CDs anymore?
A rugged mug?
A mug? A mug.
Wine?
Wine!
Oh, there we go.
Bottle of wine.
We never would have known. Delectable wines from Wisconsin's Wollersheim Winery.
Congratulations. Yeah, happy birthday. You're a good man. All right. How do you stay warm in the winter? Fossil fuels. I'm trying to create more fossil fuels to make up for the ones I use. So I'm decomposing things in the backyard at about 1,000 feet. Takes a while, though. Okay, then. Have you read the article about Minnesota divorcing Wisconsin?
What?
Were we married? No one told me. I suppose if you lived together long enough, you could consider it married. You got an article, actually? Oh, yes, I'm being handed this article right now. Oh, there it is. Minnesota wants a divorce. Okay, that's somebody being funny. Are you from Minnesota or Wisconsin? Okay, and are you in favor of a divorce?
No. Well, Minnesota has good reason, though. The reasons are set out in here. Well, because...
Don't show me that. What is
the well, because we're just not like Minnesota anymore.
So what? That's good.
Oh. No, there are some things that we should be like Minnesota.
No, we shouldn't. Those things come and go, but, you know, basic personality types we're talking about here.
Right, yeah. Right, yeah. Well, Minnesota feels that we're turning different than them, and they don't want to be married to us anymore.
My.
Yeah.
How bad does that make you feel? Badgers. I think we'll settle this all in the football game that's coming up anyhow.
Yeah. So. Then
we'll talk about it. We'll see who has the dumb, whatever that thing is, that club or that thing. What is it, though? It doesn't look like an ant. Yeah. Have you seen it, though? No, it's because there's no axe part on it. It's just a big clubby thing. Anyhow, that's a different story.
Yes, college kids should not have sharp objects.
Okay, well, anyhow, don't worry about it.
Well,
we're okay.
Okay, yeah. Oh, I love Wisconsin, yeah. But I understand.
They think they're so superior just because their parkas are a little better. You know, they get the L.L. Bean parkas, and they think they're better than us. That's the truth about it. Now, all right, so I should get to this while we still have a chance here. All these Charlie Steinhauer questions. I figure this is that Charlie Steinhauer? I already had to deal with him in the donut room there. I couldn't get to the donuts with Charlie Steinhauer there. He does the elbow thing. What is he, under the boards or something? I don't think so. Who is Charlie Steinhauer? How old is Charlie Steinhauer? Are haircuts optional for Charlie Steinhauer? What state was Charlie Steinhauer in last week? All these questions he never really cared about. I can imagine. How old is Charlie Steinhauer? And I guess there's even more than that. So why am I asking all these Charlie Steinhauer questions?
Because we're all here for Charlie Steinhauer's birthday. This was the only way he thought he could get us to be quiet for 2 hours in the same room together.
What?
My dad listens.
What is Charlie Steinhauer to you?
Well, he's my dad.
Oh, he is.
Yes. Well, that's not usually a good place to start.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I never called my dad Charlie Steinhauer. That's all I can say.
When you need them to listen, you have to use their name. Yes. It's his birthday next week, and my mom decided to go on vacation without him, and my grandma says you're never supposed to do that as a married couple, and so she's trying to make up for it ahead of time, so we're all here today for his birthday.
All right, let me recapitulate. Wait a minute. Your name is?
My name is Angie.
Angie?
Angie Steinhauer.
Steinhauer, just to make sure. Are you married? Did you marry?
No, not yet, thank you. Are you
when you marry, will you still be Steinhauer?
Probably not, because my cousin married an Angie Steinhauer, so now we have two, and she told me I could get a new name if I'd like to change mine.
Plus, Steinhauer is hard to hyphenate with anything else.
It's very long, yes, and it doesn't fit well as a middle name either, so it'll probably just go away.
Because, you know, Steinhauer Feldman is even too long.
That's much too long, sorry. Thank you for the offer.
Well, it's not that long. I hear that all the time. Okay, so first of all, Charlie Steinhauer's wife would be your mother.
She would be my mother, yes. Yeah. That's Lorraine and Charlie.
Yeah. Yes. Is that Lorraine?
Yes.
Oh, hi. I thought you were on vacation or something.
No, I'm going to be on vacation for his birthday.
Oh, well, it's not even his birthday. This whole thing is...
We do it ahead of time so she doesn't feel guilty while she's gone.
Okay. Where are you going?
Going
to Florida. Why aren't you taking Charlie Steinhauer with you? He is your husband.
I'm going with a friend and he wasn't invited.
gets worse and worse.
Yeah. It's his 65th birthday and she's leaving him home and we've been trying to divvy up who's going to be responsible, but he's found his own plans, thank God.
Let's talk to Charlie Steinhauer himself. Charlie Steinhauer, could you stand up? Just come over here if you would, Charlie, because I'm...
If I'd have known you were going to be talking about deer hunting, I would have asked the question on my card that I forgot.
What was that?
What is the difference between beer nuts and deer nuts?
Charlie Steinhauer. Is that the answer?
Beer nuts are $1.49. Deer nuts are just under a buck.
Are we still on the air?
Not for long.
Huh? We're still on the air? Okay. I'm sorry, if you're wondering what that problem with your transmission there, do not beat on your radio. That was just Charlie Steinhauer being excised from the What Do You Know audio. Okay, then, so do you feel at all bad that your wife is going on vacation without you?
I'll try to conceal my hurt.
And how much are beer nuts again?
$1.49.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And then, so you don't care?
I encouraged her to go because she said she had a chance. I said, take it. And she said, what will you do while I'm gone? I said, I don't know.
This sounds like an accurate conversation to me. There's nothing very stimulating or amusing about it. But okay, so you don't know. What have you been doing then?
For a retired guy, we fight over who's not going to fix breakfast and who's not going to fix lunch, and then we go out in the evening, you know.
I mean, I don't mean your marriage. I don't mean how your marriage is doing. I mean, what are your plans or can you say what you're going to do?
More of the same.
Which is what?
Not much. You?
Charlie Steinhauer. Can't get nowhere with him. He's even worse in a donut room. Because he stands there in front of the donuts and talks like that. You can't make hide nor hair, Charlie Steinhauer. What, you think wine?
Yeah, well, clearly.
You don't
that's
drink,
the only
do you,
choice.
Charlie?
Maybe during 1 week in early December, I'll have a chance.
Yeah, well, use it on Passover if you don't drink it all at once now. Pass it over. Charlie Steinhauer, give him some wine. Somebody go on vacation with Charlie Steinhauer. That'll show her. We should probably go right to the, I think so, huh?
Sure.
Yeah. So you got the four disclaimers. Now, someone out here wanted it really badly. I forget who that was. Was that you? Yes. Really badly. It was almost like a phobia or something. No, that's something you're afraid of, a psychotic thing.
That's so
why is this so important to you to read the four disclaimers?
Because my husband wanted to do it last time we were here, and he didn't get a chance.
Is he here now?
No.
Okay. So you're doing it in his stead?
I am.
Very nice. You're so much nicer than the Steinhauers. You think about one another. No, they're nice. They're great. They're wonderful. Okay, I'll give this to you, and here we go.
All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. I'm torn between Cyber Monday and Hacker Tuesday. Persons employed. Well, thank you.
Yeah, that was very good.
Persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. All opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Well done. Your name once again?
Sally.
Thank you, dear. Nicely done. Come on. No, you can have that. That's all you get. We don't pay scale here or anything else. Let's see the hands of those of you who want to play the What Do You Know quiz. Chance to show what you've learned over the years and what you remember from all that you've learned over the years. And we got Oregon. Huh?
Oregon,
you mean from here?
No,
the wrong one then. All right, how about you? You live in Oregon? Okay, well, maybe we'll see. I'll give you a chance here. But... Come on over here, dear. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine, and you are?
Maureen.
Maureen, are you from around here, Maureen?
Well, originally I'm from here, but I'm just moved up from Jacksonville, Florida.
Wait a minute, you're from here or you're from there?
I'm from Neshkoro, Wisconsin. I moved down to Jacksonville to be with my husband. My husband's in the military, so we're in the process of moving again. So
where are you going now?
Oklahoma.
Very nice. We were just down there.
Yeah.
Good. Give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
I know a lot of things.
I believe it. Your name again is?
Maureen.
Maureen. Come on down here, Maureen. Chance to win fabulous prizes. Well, some of them aren't so fabulous, but they are prizes. There are things that you win. That's a good thing in life, to win stuff. Have a seat right there if you would. You can have, see this. That's your water there. And that's for the next person. I'll put this fake phone out of the way. You have to bust the table here. I got to do everything around here. Ah. Oh. Okay. How are you?
Good.
Doing pretty good. So when actually is moving day?
It's going to be in February.
In February. So it's getting pretty close.
Yes.
You got everything all set? And...
Well, all my stuff's in storage in Florida right now. I've been staying with my parents, so that's been fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. In Jacksonville?
In Neshkoro.
Oh, you're staying up here with your
yes.
parents?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. But your stuff is down there?
Yes.
Okay. So how do you reconcile those two things and get all the Oklahoma?
I just drink a lot of wine.
And where is he going to be stationed, your husband?
We're going to be at Vance Air Force Base in Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Right now he's in San Antonio.
Yeah. Well, that's a big one down there, too, isn't it?
Yes.
Vance is a good one. Okay. And are you in the military as well?
No. Or?
No? Yeah.
No, I'm a teacher.
You're a teacher? And where do you teach?
Well, I was a behavior therapist at Keystone down in Florida.
Oh.
Worked with kids with special needs, mostly autism.
Oh, fantastic.
So, right now I'm unemployed.
Unemployed. Got to deal with that too, huh?
Yep.
All those things all at once.
Day in life.
Yeah. And Matt, are you in Madison quite a bit, or have you lived here as well?
No. Used to come down here quite a bit when I was in high school because we'd have competitions and stuff down here. So.
Yeah. What competitions were you in?
Forensics.
Oh, forensics.
Yeah.
Cool. I always wondered what that was because, you know, they had police forensics. So I always wondered.
Yeah.
Because that's why I didn't join it in school.
Well,
forensics,
this wasn't quite as cool. It was more public speaking and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I thought it was like operating on people and seeing what killed them or something. But they said it was public speaking. That's even worse. You know,
depends on how seriously you take it.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, so you know how this works? Someone out there plays along with you.
Oh, yeah.
So it's general knowledge, which means it's not really anything very important. And that sort of thing. But how do they play along with Maureen if they want to?
If they're at home and they want to play the quiz, they pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669, which is also 1-800-HWA-NOW or 1-800-WHACK-NOW, and you ask them a qualifying question.
Here it is then. Okay, there's a correlation between the Ticketron between people who buy tickets of a particular football team, they want to go see a particular football team, and the band or pop star that they also buy tickets for. So the correlation between football teams and the pop star that their fans like. Okay, that's the premise here. So what I want to know is, if you are a Katy Perry fan, you are most likely to be a supporter of what football team? There's only one football team where the fans are also Katy Perry fans. So that's what I'm looking for there. Which football team in the NFL are the fans also of Katy Perry and this particular team? Okay, that was a long way around. Let's see if Rose in Virginia knows. Hey, Rose.
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm fine.
Yeah? Yeah, you sound a little doubtful.
I'm trying to figure out which... I know she's playing at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's
true. Do I get points for that?
I don't know. where is the Super Bowl going to be this year?
Hopefully not. I don't know the answer to that one either.
Yeah. Is that in Denver?
Denver.
Denver last year, wasn't it?
It was Denver last year. Okay, that's too bad it was last year. So what team, though, do you think where the fans also are of this football team are also fans of Katy Perry?
I'm going to say San Diego because that's my favorite team.
Oh. No, I'm afraid they're into Billy Joel.
Okay.
Sorry about
that.
Well,
they're not my favorite team anymore then. Thank you.
All right, thanks, though, Rose. All right, Tom's in Red House, Virginia. Hey, Tom.
Hello. Hello, I'm hey. Here.
Where's Red House?
Red House is south central Virginia, not far from Richmond, Lynchburg area.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah. And do you have a Red House, Tom? Probably not, huh? That'd be too passe in Red House.
Green Bay?
Okay, anyway, Tom, are you a football fan, Tom?
No, I don't really watch it.
Okay. Do you like Katy Perry?
Yes, some songs, yeah.
On some songs, okay. What team is Katy Perry most associated with because the fans are fans of both? So we know it's not San Diego, not the Chargers.
Cowboys?
You think Cowboys fans are going to like Katy Perry?
I don't know.
Sorry, no, they like Billy Joel. He has the most fans of among all the football teams. So, sorry, Tom.
All right.
All right. See ya. Kelly's online from Spitzer, Wisconsin. Hey, Kelly.
How's it going?
Pretty good. You got snow on the ground there in Spitzer?
Very little. It's drizzling out here right now.
Well, we got the drizzle, too. The drizzle and the freezing rain scenario.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. I couldn't back out of my garage this morning. It was one of those wonderful feelings. Tires are definitely moving, but they're not going anywhere. Kelly.
Yes.
Now, here's the premise. Let's say you like Katy Perry, but you also like a football team. Which football team is it most likely to be?
I know it ain't the Packers, so we're going to have to go with Carolina.
Oh, no. No. Packers like Jason Aldean, and I don't know who that is.
Country
Western.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know him, but yeah. No, I'm sorry.
Well, thank you anyway.
Well, thank you. Try us again. All right, Paul's online from Mosinee.
Hello.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you?
Pretty good.
Well, are you underwater by any chance, or in a cave of some sort?
Hey, is that better? Take the speakerphone off.
Yeah, take the speakerphone off. That's good. How are you?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Not so bad.
Not so bad.
Got a little warmer, you know, so I feel better about that.
Oh, that's going to be great.
Yeah, my blood doesn't circulate under 20 degrees, I've discovered. You have to shake me to get my blood to circulate, or spin me in a centrifuge.
What's that?
So, Paul, nothing, Paul. I'm just babbling on and on here. It's Babylon around here. All right, Katy Perry and what football team are associated because their fans like both? Is it the Cowboys, the Bears, the Broncos?
Probably Arizona Cardinals.
Nope, sorry. Thanks, though. Bye, Paul.
Bye.
Okay. Dusty's in Joplin, Missouri. Dusty, you know this, don't you?
I would say the Broncos.
You would say the Broncos? Why would you say that, Dusty?
Well, you know what? I just happen to love Katy Perry and the Broncos.
You love them both?
Oh, of course.
Well, isn't that a coincidence? Which did you love first?
Well, actually, a friend of mine is a big Broncos fan.
Yeah.
And so she got me turned on to them.
And to Katy Perry as well?
Well, no. Katy Perry just turns me on.
Isn't that interesting, then? You're very consistent with the facts as we know them. Yes, it is the Broncos. They're the only one that's associated with that. Well, congratulations, Dusty. You qualify for the quiz. This is Maureen. She's your partner.
Hi, Dusty.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good.
That's a plus.
Good. Good attitude. The two of you work as a team. This is you know, it's not competitive. It's actually teamwork here. We have various categories, don't we, Sarah?
We do. They are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, Dusty, you take the first one, please.
I will go with science.
Science it is. A 10-second kiss done right spreads how many bacteria? 60 million, 80 million, or 100 million? 10-second kiss.
Oh,
that's pretty long kisses. I can't remember how long they went, actually. One, two,
it's been a while.
Three. Well, that's a long. 5, 6, 7. What? 9. I got to be somewhere.
I'd say on the upper end, wouldn't you?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
You said on the upper end.
Upper end?
Yep, I'd go with that.
You mean a kiss on the upper end, or do I don't quite.
Well, it depends. You know, that's.
Yeah, no. So you're saying, what, 100 million?
I would think somewhere in that neighborhood.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, sure, why not? 100 million. 10 million a second. Sounds about right to me. Keep them short. Keep them short, kids. What?
Gross.
That's gross. One. What are you, 11?
Cooties. One. That's one right and zero wrong.
Okay.
And the categories left are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school, or odds and ends.
Maureen?
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends. This could be anything. Do people like cops more or less when there's a horse under them?
I would say more. Yeah.
More?
Yeah.
Is it just that they like the horse and the cop happens to be on it?
You can outrun
it. Yeah, okay, yeah, okay. Yes, that's right. So if you want a policeman to be nice, put a horse under him. Okay.
Two right, zero wrong.
All right.
And the categories left are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school.
Dusty?
Things you should have learned in school.
Okay. What good is a phobia?
A what?
Phobia. Not a phobia, fovea.
With
an F.
Oh,
fovea. What good
phobia.
Is a fovea? Or in other words, what is a phobia and what, you know, should have learned this in school, I think, at some point. If you had your eyes open.
I was a psych major. I didn't learn about that.
Would that be visual learning, possibly?
Well, if you tell me what a fovea is, or what that actually refers to, I'll settle for that.
It's his question.
Huh?
It's his question.
Yeah, no, remember, it's cooperative.
I don't know.
It's cooperative. No idea, fovea? Okay. It's in the eyeball. It's the thing where the focus, that's the fovea is where it all focuses at the focal point, is your fovea. Yeah, back in your retina there.
Well, I'll be.
You remember your retinas, don't you?
Yes.
When I had them, yeah.
Yeah. They're back there. Your cones, your rods. So that would be.
That's two right and one wrong.
Oh, don't let that stop you.
Nope. Categories left, current events, people, or places.
I'll take current events.
Okay. Current events, right out of the news. Jamaica honors its son, Bob Marley, with an appropriate honor. What is new? As far as Jamaica and the honors it's bestowed upon Bob Marley.
He's going to have his own brand of weed now or something like that, isn't he?
Whoa. Did you hear that, Dusty?
I like the answer, yeah.
You know, I thought you might there, Dusty. I don't know why. Something about some of your answers here. Yes, Marley Natural, ganja. in honor of Bob Marley. That's the news.
Lovely.
They won.
They won.
Yay.
They can, however, risk it all in hopes of winning the mother load. That would require them to get one more question right.
What do you think, Dusty?
I'm all for it.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's do that then.
Okay.
All right. And then so they had one wrong. Oh, Lyle's informing here now technically. And I know you haven't been with us long.
Oh. So they can't actually go for the
mother load?
Well,
if they get everything right, then they get a chance to go on for the mother load. And I would do it. You know me.
Well, now that I've said it, isn't it something like I've made a verbal commitment and we have to follow?
Yes, so you have to.
That's right. That's right.
You have to come up with the prizes then out of your own personal.
Great. I'm going to a clothing swap. I'll just pull something out of the pile.
But it's the holiday season. She's moving. She needs some stuff to take with her, more stuff, more junk.
That's right.
To take with her. So let's try it.
Yeah, why not? Okay, so they can choose between people or places.
Dusty, what do you think?
People or places?
People, I guess.
Yeah.
People are kind of survey results. Places are kind of, places.
Well, places would be fine.
Places?
Places.
How about
okay.
There's lots of pity.
All right. Oh, this is left over. This is leftover from a recent show that we did in the place that I mentioned earlier. But the state in the USA where life is most like a country song. Okay, based on pickup trucks, drinking, baby done gone kind of thing.
Are we getting a divorce from them?
No. Do you think Minnesota is like a country song, really?
I haven't spent a lot of time there.
No, it doesn't strike me that way.
I'm thinking a southern state.
I'll give you a little hint here. Is it Texas, Missouri, or Oklahoma?
Oklahoma?
You think it's Oklahoma?
I haven't been there yet, so I don't know.
Yeah, you have a sense that it would be most like a country song?
I would hope the lyrics of a country song,
all the things that keep coming up.
And there's a whole musical about it, so.
Where the wind comes sweeping down the trail,
yeah,
that one?
The plane, yeah.
Plane? Plane trail. You're on got to be a trail on the plane somewhere. Okay, so she says Oklahoma, Dusty.
Well, heck, I'll go with her. I trust her.
Yes, Oklahoma, the state most like a country song. Congratulations. Least like one is New Jersey, by the way, if you want to know. Congratulations, you won all we have and something
Maureen,
that Sarah has
you'll
as well.
Find the 10 absolutely best jobs and the 10 absolutely worst jobs in Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know from Source Books. And then spare the expense of a life coach reading Gail Caldwell's New Life, No Instructions from Random House, Rosie Perez's Handbook for an Unpredictable Life from Crown Archetype, Robin Black's Life Drawing from Random House, Deborah Harkness's The Book of Life from Viking, and Calculate Your Chances with The Book of Odds from Lightning Strikes to Love at First Sight, The Odds of Everyday Life by Amram Shapiro, Louise Firth Campbell, and Rosalind Wright from William Moreau. Dusty, you can feel like a What Do You Know audience member drinking Stephen Brew's Breakfast Blend Coffee and the smooth and tasty Costa Rican Terasu from Madison Stephen Brew Coffee, which is coffee done right. Then commemorate the Civil War from the perspective of the Upper Middle West, wearing a Union Iron Brigade Gettysburg t-shirt from Kenosha Civil War Museum. Keep up with all things Kenosha with a year's subscription to Kenosha News Perks. And celebrate the founding father of small talk radio with the faux sterling silver Jubilee anniversary quarter, which is legal tender at all What Do You Know department stores worldwide. Congratulations to you both.
Maureen, congratulations, and good luck to you and your move and everything. Best to you. Dusty Hammond, make sure you get that.
If you're planning your next Madison outing, you can bring the whole gang to Monona Terrace for a live What Do You Know broadcast. Click over to notmuch.com for special group pricing information and get your tickets today. Meanwhile, if you're looking to keep the laughs going, you can click over to notmuch.com where you can join our Facebook family, keep up with Michael's tweets, and play our online version of the quiz. It's all available all the time at notmuch.com.
Thank you.
Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI. That's Public Radio International. Michael Feldman is, of course, our producer international. This is PRI, Public Radio International.
About it, nothing happened. It's all better now.
Live from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI. That's Public Radio International. John Tulian's on the piano, Jeff Hammond's on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, we give thanks with a hotline and a town of the week, plus a whole new batch of thanks for the memos, all the news that is, and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who wants to know what happened to the dark meat on the turkey, it's Michael Feldman.
That was my dad's favorite. Isn't it weird, though? Where's the dark meat on turkeys? I mean, if you grow up like I did, there was dark meat, and Dad ate it, and we got all the rest, you know, except the legs and stuff. They were gross. And I think my mom used to cook the neck and do something with it, too. That was ridiculous, but there's no dark meat. They're like breasts with legs, turkeys now. It's a breast with little legs under it. Genetic. I'm saying it doesn't strike you as implausible, but it does me. I can't even imagine that until I actually saw a turkey who was just breast with little eggs.
I like dark meat. Oh, you?
Yes, yeah. I like it because it's more flavorful.
Yeah, more fat in it.
There's more fat in it. Okay.
That's so. Glad, thank God.
Glad to hear you're with us on this. Yeah. More people are crossing their arms now than ever.
Yeah.
Thought I had you out of that habit. Well, it's the Steinhausers. Steinhausers. Hauser is much different. You don't even talk about the Steinhausers. No, not if you're a Steinhauer. So anyhow, I was thinking about a turkey fryer this year. Anybody have one? Yeah, you just have like a 40-gallon drum in the garage that you fill with oil? Because that's what I was going to do. But I was fine. How do you get the turkey hot enough before you drop it in there for it to fry? Oh, I thought you had to, like, electrocute the turkey, put wires on, electrocute it, like, jumper cables on it or something, and run it off the car and then lower it in the oil. And the turkey actually cooks in the oil because it's, no, that's not how you do it. That's why I haven't done it. But now, boy, I have the taste for beer nuts all of a sudden. I don't even know what that is. I can't stop thinking about beer nuts. Isn't that weird? Turkey fryer, they got them here now. You can just go to Target and get one now. They got a 30-quart turkey fryer for $47.99. That's not so bad. And with the Bayou Classic 30-quart aluminum turkey fryer, you can fry up a whole turkey in 45 minutes. Yeah, it's a little longer than I hope to take with it. Tall, narrow fryer uses less oil than other fryers made, especially for frying whole turkeys. Fryer has a rate, because I want to do the turducken this year.
Oh.
But I don't know how you shove one into the other.
You got to, like, sew them together.
You do?
Yeah, something like that.
I mean, you shove a chicken into a duck, and then you shove them into a turkey.
I don't think you shove them. You kind of.
Well, how else are you going to get them in there? You're not going to ease them in. You got to really shove them in there for anyone to go in.
You kind of split them open, and then somehow you. Kind
have
of
you done it?
I have not done it, but I've heard it described.
And which one do you stuff?
Probably the turkey would be the bigger one.
Well, there's nothing left inside the turkey to stuff if you got a duck and a chicken in there. Think about it, man. Think about it before you speak.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Anyone ever done that where they shove you lightly place a chicken gently nestled inside a duck, which you then lightly caress into a turkey? Anyone done it? I don't even think it's possible. I think it's a myth, one of those urban myths you hear about.
I call John Madden.
John Madden?
Yeah.
Why?
He was a big turducken.
No kidding.
Yeah. I always talked about it.
Wow. So anyhow, but then this is even better now because this you got to do out in the garage yet still, you know, And all kinds of things can happen in a garage once you got boiling oil in there.
What do you do with the oil when you're done?
All your combustibles that you keep in the garage. You know, it's a perfect setup for a guy like me. What?
What do you do with the oil when you're done?
Save it for next year. What else? Park in the driveway. Save all your oil. Probably some guys probably got 10 winters worth of oil stored in their garage, and they park in the driveway. Stupid question.
Yeah, I know. That's unbelievable. I'm sorry. I should think before I speak.
But they do have an indoor one now. It says, you know, this is, and this, I think, I saw it on QVC originally. And it's $145 or three payments of $75 each, which comes out to a lot more.
You saw it on QVC?
Huh?
You saw it on QVC?
Yeah. I bought a thing on there one time. What was it? It was a deep fryer. But it was also a pressure cooker. And when you peel it off the ceiling, it's delicious. And it cooks like that. You have to go after it. But anyhow, this looks pretty good. It's it's got the easy payments and everything. Built by Master Built. So delicious, so easy. And you can use it indoors. It's only 1,650 watts. That'll probably double your electric bill for the year, but, you know. And so that's, I was thinking about that. Anyhow, that's not really what I want to talk about. Oh, and here's, was this review helpful to you? I always read the reviews of these things, you know, so you know, but should I want this? Saw him on Rachel Ray, and he said gloves he uses come with the fryer. They did not come with the one you sell. And I have seen this in Costco and Sam's Club for less with the gloves. Not happy, but don't want to pay to return. I could just go buy some gloves for the cost. Would you recommend this product as a gift? No. So I guess I'm not doing it then. It's good that they print some of the no's too, because usually they do. But here's really what bothers me is, look at this. Wisconsin ranks fifth on Thanksgiving Misery Index. Did you see that? What is that? I never even heard of this. Thanksgiving Misery Index. Is that the misery of going to the folks' house for Thanksgiving dinner? Probably.
I think it's about the divorce.
Yeah, you and the divorce. Get one already. Be done with it. According to a poll conducted by Estately, whatever that is, our state ranks fifth in the nation when it comes to being miserable on Turkey Day. The rankings were based on six criteria: likelihood of a family food poisoning episode. Likelihood of relatives getting drunk and making a scene. Okay. All right. So we're getting,
I can see that.
Yeah, okay. Likelihood of political arguments. Okay. Okay. Yeah, okay. Dietary restrictions impacting meal quality. I know what they mean by impacting. I'll tell you that. That's why I got dietary problems. Likelihood of favorite NFL team losing on Thanksgiving. Okay. Oh, Detroit last year. Oh, my God. That impacted on my digestion, I'll tell you that. And likelihood of guests or cooks abandoning meal to shop a Black Friday sale. So that's why we came in fifth in the nation. And there's, I guess, what, 50 states still?
Yeah.
Some of them might have left, I think.
Some protectorates, too.
Yeah. Number one in Thanksgiving misery, however, was Ohio.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they did that by coming in ninth in salmonella cases. Only 12th in binge drinking.
Yeah, so it's a combined.
And we were first in binge drinking, so that sort of upped our scale a little bit there. Third in contentious politics. First in dietary restrictions. Well, I guess they're actually considering diet as an issue in Ohio. NFL teams losing on Thanksgiving. They came in fifth. Enthusiasm for Black Friday sales, 14th. Wisconsin, meanwhile, 33rd in salmonella. I can live with that. First in binge drinking. Okay, we're not happy about it, but what can you do? 10th in contentious politics. 11th in dietary restrictions. So we don't worry too much about that. 12th in worrying about the Packers losing on Thanksgiving Day. And 27th in enthusiasm for Black Friday sales. So I'd say that's a darn good report card. And if I don't read this every year, I feel I should have. You probably don't feel the same way, but here it is, a prayer for Thanksgiving. It's kind of traditional around here. Go resignedly to the folks, remembering it's just for a few hours. though you must make appearances at her side as well as your own, eat with as much relish as you can muster, for this too shall pass. Choose carefully your words, gingerly stepping around your cousin Leah's latest fiasco with the Arthur Murray instructor, and ask not about Marlene. Let on not that you have heard these stories before, and utter them not aloud simultaneously, nor anticipate the punchlines. Chew with vigor and bite thy tongue, for the bird hath been cooked since Tuesday. Yet praise it tenderly, for it never heard a compliment in life. Be sage about the dressing, though you know not the origin of the little hard things. Should you bite into a wedding band, return it with discretion. Though it resembles syrup, pour not the Manischewitz on the sherbet. Avoid your Uncle Lou, he is vexatious to the spirit. Kick not your little brother under the table, but show the forbearance of the season and pound him later. Picture Naomi and the kids as alien life forms and learn from them. Shout not at Graham, for she heareth what she chooseth. Though you take on much wine, sing not the Barber of Seville, nor show undue attention to your niece, who has become quite the young lady. If belch thou must, let it not herald the start of a contest. Mince no words over the pie, which passeth all understanding. Above all, say nothing on the ride home, even though the temptation to cite what might have happened but didn't be great. For that, give silent thanks, resolving to firm up those plans for Aruba over Christmas. Amen. Thank you. Prayer for Thanksgiving. Okay, that's Thanksgiving from here. Oh, we just got to go through it all. Are the Packers playing on Thanksgiving?
No.
Thank God. I give thanks for that. Detroit last year. You remember that game? Oh, my God. And I was down at my in-laws, adding, insult to injury. Down in Illinois there. They're fine people or anything like that. But. Okay, don't have to go through that again. That's good. So then, each week at this time, we honor a town, village, a burg. That's right. Somewhere across the U.S. on a rearranged map of the same with our town of the week. Here's our own little Bitsy.
Grove Hill is the seat of Clark County, Alabama. The region was first inhabited by people from the Creek and Choctaw tribes. Following the War of 1812, when civil war broke out among the Creek people, early European residents of the area built a fortified stockade near what is now Grove Hill, called Fort Cinquefield. The Creek people ceded their claim to the land in 1814, and European settlers continued to move into the area, mainly working as subsistence farmers. Grove Hill is about an hour's drive north of Mobile in a range of hills between the Tombigbee and Alabama rivers. In the early 20th century, forestry and milling became big business. These days, they're still key to Grove Hill's economy. The town's two most notable residents, it seems, are baseball player Grant Gillis, who played for the Boston Red Sox and the Washington Senators, and soul singer Cliff Nobles, whose biggest hit was a tune called The Horse. About 1,500 people live in Grove Hill these days. If you're in town visiting, you might want to check out some of the early 19th century buildings that are on the National Register of Historic Places. If you're in town in October, you can check out Pioneer Day. And if it's local sports you're into, maybe you can catch a game between the Clark County High Bulldogs and the Grove Hill Gators. And that's our town of the week, Grove Hill, Alabama.
And the Gators? Who are the Gators? Where's the Gators?
Grove Hill Gators.
The
Grove
Hill Gators.
High Gators.
And the
yep.
Clark, but the county.
Clark County High Bulldogs, yep.
The Bulldogs are both high school teams, I presume.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very good. Now, we're calling randomly, and we're not doing it. Lyle is.
Lyle's typing?
Yeah, he's calling randomly. He can do this. It's a skill that not everyone has. He just puts together numbers in his head and dials them with the right area code, obviously. And sometimes we get someone, sometimes we don't. Right now he's doing that for Grove Hill, Alabama. And pretty nice down there, I bet, huh?
It sounds nice.
Yeah.
Forests and hills and rivers and the like.
Forests and hills and rivers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Close to Mobile.
Okay.
Warm.
Warm, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Sounds nice to
the,
me.
The festival's over.
The festival, sadly, yes. Pioneer Day is over. Yeah.
Are we... Do we have someone? We do. Lily from Grove Hill, Alabama, is online with us right now, and we can find out even more about it than we know already. Hi, Lily. How are you?
Good. How are y'all?
All are fine. We all are fine, aren't we? Yes, we're fine. Are you getting all ready for Thanksgiving?
Oh, yes. We're actually at the Little Bird Boutique right now, and it is crazy busy because everybody's trying to get their outfit together.
You're at the what?
Little Bird Boutique.
Little Bird Boutique.
Yes, it's on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure I've seen it on there. I think I even liked it. Some cute little stuff on there, outfits, I mean. Is that where you are right now?
That's where I am right now.
Yeah. And what are you looking for? What sort of outfit are you looking for?
I've been looking around for some sweaters, some scarves, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just like trying to find something warm. It's kind of cold down here. Not usually cold, so
yeah.
Everybody's trying to find something to bundle up in.
So how cold is not usually cold?
Usually it around this time it stays around the 40s or 50s, but it's been getting down in the 20s.
No
so
kidding.
That's like really cold for us.
Yeah. What's that like? I can't even imagine. I'm from Wisconsin here. It's always in the 50s, 60s, even in the middle of winter. Very surprising. It's a thermal. There's some kind of a thing that comes up in the Gulf of Mexico, up the Mississippi, and then goes in the. Right. No, that's not true. It's always cold here. But are you shopping for the Thanksgiving?
I actually work here.
Oh, you work there. Okay. But are people buying things for Thanksgiving? I mean, do people dress for Thanksgiving Day?
You wear your nicest things for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and to church.
No kidding. Well, that's a little different than here. We dress for our funerals around here. That's about it, you know. That's the only
we
time
we dress
really...
up for that too. We pretty much dress up for every occasion.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're the subject of the funeral, then you get dressed for it. I mean, what I'm saying. Otherwise, it's pretty casual. We're pretty casual. So what, I mean, for example, for a young female, what would you suggest for a good Thanksgiving look?
I personally like big sweaters with leggings and boots. And then
I like that, too. I really do.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it sounds great. Yeah.
And then I wear some, like, hoop earrings or something.
Hoop earrings?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what sort of, you said boots?
Yes.
Like high boots? Like
riding boots, like the ones they sell at Dillard's.
Yes. I'm coming to your house for Thanksgiving. I can be there. Let's see, I'll take a plane. What is it today? Plenty of time. I'll be down there plenty of time. I'll stay a few days if you don't mind.
Sounds good.
That's great. And do the guys dress too?
Yes. The guys usually wear like jeans and work boots or like khaki pants and Sperry's and then a button down.
And then the what?
A button-down, like a polo button-down shirt.
Oh, a button-down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think I have one of those. I got the work boots, but I don't really work in them. Is that okay? Should they look like they've been worked in? Or?
No, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. You want them newish. Steel toe?
Some people wear them.
It sounds great. Is the store busy right now?
Yes, it's very busy, especially since it's game day for like Alabama and Auburn. People are coming.
Ooh.
So
it is?
Busy. People are trying to find outfits to wear to the game.
Oh, my goodness. What time is the game?
I think it's around 3.
Oh, my. This is a big game.
Yes.
It's huge. It's usually big between Auburn and Alabama, but this year it's hugely big.
Yes. Actually, Alabama and Auburn are playing separately. They play against each other next weekend, so people are already trying to find outfits for that.
Oh, I see. So they're shopping for the outfits. Now you got to have an outfit for the game.
Yes.
Now for the game, what look do you like?
I usually wear like a dress, I'm an Auburn fan, so I wear like a blue or orange dress.
Yeah.
And then boots again. So.
Boots again. Yeah, same boots you used on Thanksgiving, I think, or is that pushing the boot thing?
Same boots.
Same boots. Okay, get some use out of those anyhow. And for a guy going to the game, is he just dress in the colors and paint his face different, whatever colors are appropriate, pretty much?
Usually paint their face and wear a jersey, like an Alabama jersey, an Auburn jersey.
Yeah.
They're pretty comfortable, so.
Yeah. Do you recommend not wearing a shirt at all and just painting your entire chest area?
Yeah, that sounds pretty good if you're going to show how hardcore of a fan you are.
Yeah. So that's okay.
Yeah.
That's an exception to the dress code generally practiced.
Yes, it's an exception. Okay. Game days are exceptions.
And are you from Grove Hill?
Yes, I've actually been born and raised here.
Born and raised here. And how has that been for you?
I love it. It's a small town, but it has fun things to do if you know where to go. So.
Yeah, that's what I want to know. For example, where would you go if you wanted a fun thing to do?
Usually, we actually have a river. Like, during the summer, we have a river that's, like, about 30 minutes away. And people go intertubing and go on the sandbars and lay out. And that's a fun thing. But then during the winter, we kind of just build bonfires. And also, we have places in town, though, that, like, you can go shopping. Like, we have, of course, we have a Little Bar Boutique. And then we have Bullfrog, which is a men's store that sells, like, coolers and T-shirts and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have another boutique called Bliss Boutique, and they also sell women's clothing. And we have, like, restaurants in town, such as, like, Bones, which is a pizza place, and then, like, a bunch of burger places, like Burger King, Bertiles, McDonald's, and we have Subway.
Yeah, what if you want home cooking down there in Grove Hill, Alabama? I mean, there must be some good home cooking still left, isn't there? Where would you go?
We actually have a gas station. It's at the Exxon. It's on Highway 43. And they have, like, fried chicken and macaroni and collard greens, stuff like that. And it's really good. A lot of people go there.
So if you want home cooking, you go to the gas station. I like that. I like that idea.
And then we also have a grocery store. It's Chicken Saved. You go there to get you usually go there on Sundays, and they have really good home-cooked food, like fried chicken again and collards and green beans and stuff like that.
Yeah. And that's where the Pick and Save? Okay. There's no place named Grandma's or something like that where she's actually still cooking there. And
it's no place like that.
Got the pot liquor going and, you know, and all that sort of stuff, and the greens. And... No?
Nope.
Yeah. Are you still at home, living at home, or have you moved on?
I'm actually at college. I come home on weekends to work, though.
Yeah. And where are you at college?
University of Montevallo.
Yeah. And what are you studying?
I'm business and marketing.
Yeah. And that's going good, I bet. Seems like it would be for you. And some career in marketing, perhaps?
Yes, that's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping to take over the Little Bird Boutique and expand it across Alabama.
All right. I like you, Lily. You're hardworking and you're ambitious. You'll go far.
Thank you.
I think a Little Bird Boutique in the future, I always think of you, Lily. We have a little something for you for being so nice to us.
We do. We'll be sending you the best of the Badger State in an assortment of cheeses made without artificial growth hormones, animal enzymes, or genetically modified ingredients from Southwest Wisconsin Cedar Grove Cheese.
Thanks, Lily.
Thank you.
Very nice talking to you. From Grove Hill, Alabama, our town of the week. All right. Well, why don't you do the honors here? And,
somebody we need a new town of the week.
We got a dart, and we got a rearranged map of the U.S. there. And we need someone. Okay. Let's find out who she is and why she feels comfortable throwing darts.
What's your name?
I'm Jessica.
And where did you come in from?
I live in Madison.
All right. Yeah. Oh, I was holding the microphone the wrong way. Okay.
I do that all the time.
So you just want to throw the dart carefully?
With my eyes closed?
With your eyes closed, it's good.
Spin her around a few times.
Very good.
What did she hit?
She hit Arlington, Virginia. Thanks.
Here, wait a second. Hold on. You win from the Honda collection, 2004 Indianapolis 500.
Why, thank you.
You'll be very happy with that, I'm sure. Okay. Okay, what did you say it was?
Arlington, Virginia. I'm not sure that counts as a town.
Yeah, sure it does.
Maybe we can get somebody from one of those government agencies on the phone.
Oh, I'm sure. They're all be out of town, you know. The next few months, I think. They're not doing much currently. Yes.
Ducks. What about? My father used the shotgun to shoot ducks.
This all came back to you, huh?
I never went with them. I didn't want to. I didn't like that.
You didn't want to shoot a duck because you got to lie in a ditch, don't you? Pretty much.
No, you go out in a boat and you sit there in the cold and.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know. Who did he go with then? If his son didn't.
My uncle. They were.
Yeah.
They did stuff like that together.
Yeah. They shot. And did they get ducks?
Yeah, they'd get ducks, and you'd come home. My mother refused to have anything to do with it, so I'd be in the basement, you know, trying to...
Plucking the ducks?
Plucking the ducks.
Or so to speak.
Yeah.
I'm plucking the duck. What do you mean, what am I doing? You've been down there for hours. Plucking a duck.
It's my next album, Plucking the Duck.
How come... I'm a little curious. How come you couldn't remember that? This seems to be like a formative memory.
Because I didn't.
Your dad
I never
coming
went
home with ducks, yeah, no, and I did, plucking them in the basement, and all that.
I never went with him to do the duck
hunting. But you had to
eat
the damn things.
I don't think I ever ate them either.
You never ate them?
No. This was all when I was pretty young with the duck hunting, so.
But did he pull all the pellets out of them and then serve them to the family?
I think so. I don't remember eating them, though. I mean, I remember eating fish, and I remember eating, no, what else?
Chicken and pizza, but no ducks.
Pizza. No ducks. I never remember ducks.
Okay, all right. Well, thanks for that. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
That's excellent. You. Okay. You want to play some music here?
Yes, yes. This is called I'll Take Romance.
All right. Jeff Hammond on the bass, ladies and gentlemen. John Tooley on the piano.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Is that the unique sound you get by playing with a microphone in your hand?
Did I do that? Yes. I played with it in my hand?
Yes. How do you pick the strings with that? Because how
that wouldn't work. No, well, let's try it. Here.
Muffles them. Oh, I'm sorry, I think I ruined that very expensive bass. It's a slight nick, though. You can get that out. Just rub that with a little toothpaste. That'll come out. Brian Utter is a federal employee with Dane County. Isn't that a conflict of interest? What are you thankful for this year? I tell you, I reached the age where I'm thankful to be here this year. You know, so that's sort of all encompassing. Very grateful. Let's see. Barbara Sheldon, dietitian from Neshkoro. Do you remember me from 24 years ago? Sure, you look exactly the same. You honestly do. You haven't changed. In fact, you look very good. You look really good. What? Oh, that's you. You look really good. You look exactly the same. You haven't changed a bit. Okay, wait a second. Yes, all right. Why don't you come down here? Because then I won't have to step on them. You can. You know them. Yes.
I happened to be in town 24 years ago on opening of hunting season, and I thought I'd taken the show. And I left my baby at home. And
Maureen is your baby.
She's my baby.
Yes.
And came to the show. And it just happened that I got invited to come again today.
Did you leave her with anyone? Or
With Grandma, because Dad was hunting.
Okay.
So yeah. So she took good care of her.
So you're a dear widow who came to what do you know?
That is correct.
Did you go to the little where men dance in their skivvies?
No.
Was that a different year? Because it seems to me I heard that.
About me?
No. Thanks. Nice to see you again. Here. You look very good.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
Excellent. Most excellent. And now it's all coming back to me. It's all coming back to me. Do I have to worry about lake effect snow from Lake Monona? No. You have to get really, really close to it to get any effect at all from Lake Monona. You got to right up against it or in it, then you get some effect. What?
Shooting the fish.
Shooting the fish, yeah, if that's the sort of thing you do. How are you? Pretty good?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. How are you?
You've been doing your own show here, I've noticed.
Yes, I have. I finally got an audience, so that was good.
Have you thought of getting your own show?
I thought of it.
Or would you rather just take mine away from me?
I'd rather take yours because you've already got a place to have the show.
No, you've been saying things here and...
I'm,
are you with this Steinhauer group?
No. We can be together now. No, I'm with these people.
You're not Steinhauers?
No, we're not.
Would you consider it?
Sure, I'd consider it if there's money
involved. They sound like fun. They sound like a good group. Yeah, and they don't like haircuts.
And you don't like haircuts either?
Well, not really. They're expensive.
But you have, like, perfect hair.
Thank you. It just grows.
You can't say anything of that now, can you? I finally got you to stop.
Yeah.
I just compliment you, and then you have nothing.
That does work well. That does work well.
And your name is?
I'm Christine.
Christine?
Johnston.
Johnston. So you say the T.
I do. Because people forget it if I don't.
That means you're over $50,000 income. That's all.
Yeah, okay. $50,000.
You start pronouncing the T over $50,000.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't know there was a cutoff.
There's a cutoff.
There's a cutoff. Thank you.
Very Very nice to meet you. I'm going to listen to your show when it's on, as long as it's not at the same time as mine. Yeah, okay, that'll be good. Yeah, I'll do that in your audience. Lake Effect Snow. Where can you ice skate in Madison? Jim Yek. Are you from Sweden, Jim?
No. I mean, I live in Sweden, but I'm originally from the U.S.
Oh. We skate here in ice rinks. If you're from Sweden, I was going to explain that concept to you, but there's a good shell over by the stadium there, Camp Randall. But it's the boys' tournament now, so I wouldn't go anywhere near there. Yeah, you know, the boys' state football, yeah. But that's because we call them a rink. It's right there. It's in the shell. We call it a shell. Right next to the stadium, we call it a stadium. You're from here, so you probably know these terms. But that's the place I would go, I guess. And there's another one out there on Rayovac Drive there. There's a big rink out there. I think they call it the ice rink. There's a sign that says ice rink. Okay, glad I could help. Let's see there. Do Simon and Garfunkel sing songs exhibiting themes of alienation? June Wilson. How old are you, June? Why is this even a question anymore? Oh, okay, I see why now. You're my age.
Yeah, you were my...
Okay, wait a second. I was your what is always a bad start. I was your what?
You were my...
What? Wait a second. I was your what?
You were my American literature teacher in high school at Tremper High School, and that was something... The only thing I remember from that class, actually, is talking about themes of alienation.
Well, let me ask you this, June Wilson. Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Is that anything new?
Sounds of
Echo
silence.
Echo the sounds of silence. Sounds of silence. How can you have a sound of silence?
Right.
What is he trying to say?
I never learned.
I never got that either. I was hoping one of you would know, and I guess it's... Well, you got through that class anyway, okay?
I did, yes. Okay. Yes.
It didn't contribute to your alienation or anything else?
I don't think that class did.
What did you graduate and go on to be?
I graduated, went on to be a teacher myself for a few years, and then I went to law school, and I'm now an attorney for a school district.
Oh, you are? Yeah. Well, you're getting your revenge finally, huh?
I am, yeah.
Nice to see you again. Sorry about that class. I didn't know what to teach, so I taught Simon and Garfunkel. That's always a good one. It was in the days when you taught Simon and Garfunkel. What can I tell you? Have you seen Interstellar yet? No. Is it good?
Yes.
Everyone says it's good. No, someone says, Jesus says it's not good. Some people say so-so. I'm going to see it, though, eventually. Who is your favorite Packer? Jimmy Taylor. Huh? Yeah. He's still playing, isn't he? Yeah. Why are we all here with Charlie Steinhauer? No, together. I hope this is not a Steinhauer one, too. My girlfriends and our daughters are on our girls' weekend. I told them I was taking them to a comedy show, so I'm hoping for the best. Sue Lemke from Peshtigo. How are you? How's it going? All right? I'm not going to ask. Yeah, they're having a great time. Look at... too bad we're not on TV just for this moment here, because I've never seen more bored, alienated-looking children. I'm going to teach them Simon and Garfunkel. I'm coming over here. Hello, darkness, my old friend. What does that mean to you?
I have no idea.
All right, now, if the singer, or the songwriter... is addressing darkness, actually talking to darkness as if it were darkness personified, as if it was actually another person. What does that tell you about the emotion that the singer is expressing?
I don't know.
Okay. Can you answer that? Okay, maybe something in a Swift song.
There you go.
Taylor Swift?
Yeah, what about her?
Who are all these boyfriends she keeps writing about?
Trouble.
I don't know.
I mean, most of her songs are about guys that she's dated and has dumped. And then she writes a song about him. Isn't that true?
She's the Taylor Swift expert.
Okay. Well, what are you an expert in?
Jason Aldean.
Jason Aldean, do you like him?
Yeah.
I got to admit, I didn't know who he was. What's his big song?
He's got a lot of them.
That's the name of the song? He's got a lot of them? That's a pretty bold song. What's it called? Just give me one.
I don't know. There's too many to count.
What?
Too many to count.
Too many to count is a great song. I love that. Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And the boyfriend thing.
What about it?
Don't you want about the guy? I mean, I don't know the songs myself, but it seems like they say all these songs she writes about some guy she was dating, and then she gets back at him by writing a song about him where they look like jerks.
Sometimes.
can you think of any song like that? That's sort of like that?
Name one of his songs.
I don't know which one.
Well, does that exhibit alienation in the singer, is what I'm saying? Or some kind of dissociation from what's going on around her and a feeling of removal from actuality of the situation in which she finds herself?
What?
Okay, well, that's my class. It's Feldman's class. You pass anyway. Congratulations. That's how I teach. That's how I roll. What's your name, dear?
Brooke.
Brooke.
Lemke.
Brooke Lemke and?
Amy Hoffman.
Okay, sorry for bothering you. Go back into that little slumber you were in here on the weekend. And then what do they do after this? After they get through this show, then where do we go next?
They have to go shopping with us again. And they're very excited about it.
Yeah. Shopping
they
for
don't
good,
like shopping either.
Shopping for good stuff or just?
Clothes.
Clothes? For yourself?
Yeah.
Cool. That's good, isn't it?
Kind of,
yeah, but not with your parents, right?
Right.
Okay, I'll let you go. It's nice, the Lemke girl, and what is it?
Hoffman.
The Hoffman girl, and nice to have you all here. Sorry for the humiliation and embarrassment. Would you care to be humiliated for a second?
Or? I don't really care.
Okay. Just want to say hello. Who are you?
Libby Walshley.
Okay. And are you with this group, too?
Yes.
Yeah, and are you having a heck of a time, heck of a good time?
Sure.
That's what I thought. Okay. That's the girls' weekend. Brooke Lemke and everyone. Okay, and no, okay, I'll do that one. No. What tips do you have for turning 30? I don't remember, okay? That's a tip I have for turning 60, actually. It's just you don't remember anything. You don't have to give any advice on anything. Turning 30. Ridiculous. You don't even have to do anything. There's nothing to be done. It's just a number. I remember hating the idea, though, going 29 to 30, thought, end of my life. But, you know, the only age I ever liked was when I turned 10, because then I had two digits. I remember being 9 and think, another year I'll have two digits my age. Now I'm not so fond of the notion. As the digits grow, how are you folks doing? Pretty good?
Great. Yes.
Great. This is lovely what you're wearing here.
Thank you.
Yes. Did you design some of those things yourself?
No.
You just buy them?
Buy them,
yeah,
yes.
That's a good thing to do, too. And where are we from?
Florida.
You're from Florida. You're actually from Florida?
Yes. I came here 3 days ago.
Yeah. To see who?
Cool off. To see my son and Sarah.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes. Well, how are you? Nice to meet you.
I'm Sarah's aunt.
Oh, very nice to meet you.
Liz Carmen.
Yeah. Nice to meet you. Well, thanks for coming here. And have you cooled off enough?
Yes.
To warm back. What's the temperature right now in Port St. Lucie?
It was 90 when I left.
Well, you get tired of that too, don't you?
Yes.
No, you don't. I know you don't. Okay, we're going to play another round of the What Do You Know quiz because that's what we do, gosh darn it. That's what quiz shows do. What can you do about it? Now, you saw what happened the first hour there. That went pretty good. Now, who wants to... What? You? You don't strike me as the type who'd want to try a quiz show. Okay, well, come on down here then. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I thought you were just the guy eating donuts earlier.
I was the guy eating donuts earlier. I just had half, though. Yeah. Did you have more than half?
Well, I thought I should only take half because you cut them all in half.
you were there with Steinhauer, and he was saying, yeah, they cut them in half so you can mix and match or whatever.
That's the one saying, yeah, that's right, that's right. Yeah, that was him. Well, you were right, Mr. Steinhauer. Yeah.
I don't think anyone calls him Mr. Steinhauer. Anyhow. Okay, so Charlie.
Charlie. Okay, I'm not Charlie. But.
Charlie Steinhauer.
Hey, Charlie.
Your name is, though?
I am Paul Newquist.
Paul, you're from around here?
I am from Madison, yeah.
Newquist?
Newquist.
Okay.
Good Swedish name.
Yeah, it is. They're all good, I think. Aren't they? They're all good. Is there a bad Swedish name? I don't remember ever hearing one. Newquist, Lindquist, they're all good. Paul.
Yep. Yes.
No, I got it. You told me that already. Jeez. Hard talking to you, Paul, sometimes. Paul.
Yes.
Give me one of the reasons you play this quiz.
I look good on radio.
He looks good on radio. I've never heard that one. Come on with me, Paul. All right. There you go. You sit there next to the emu. Yeah. Okay. Where are you from, Paul?
Well, I'm originally from Illinois.
Uh-huh.
But I've always been a Packer fan.
Okay.
And I was very happy to come to Wisconsin like 19 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And find other Packer fans.
You covered that pretty well. That sounded almost sincere. That sounded a little practiced.
Pretty close.
Yeah. Where in Illinois were you from?
Rochelle, Illinois.
Oh, New Rochelle or just plain Rochelle?
Plain Rochelle.
It's New Rochelle in New Jersey, I think.
I think so.
Yeah, it's Old Rochelle in Illinois, though.
Yep.
And so now, where are you living now?
West Madison here. I'm a property manager over at Stone Ridge.
Oh, Stone Ridge. Yeah.
Yep.
I hear nice things about that.
So do I. You know.
I hear nice things about the property manager out there.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's good. So property managers, they call you in the middle of the night and you gotta fix.
Oh yeah, yeah. Had an incident, fire smoke detector going off.
Last night.
No, that was about 6 months ago. Girl left her pizza in the oven.
That's the last thing you did was 6 months ago?
Well, you know.
How do you get? Can I apply for your job? Because I need something soon, I think.
Well, that's what I hear, because she's taking your job.
Yeah. Yeah, I could work for her. I could do what you do, and every 6 months answer a pizza burning in the oven.
Yeah, something, yeah.
So give me the scenario now. You get the call. What, in the middle of the night?
Middle of the night, get a call, and it's a tenant is saying the smoke detector is going off downstairs. Mm-hmm. Been going off for like 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. I hear it going off. I knock on the door and open the door because I have a pass key to.
Oh, you can do that.
I can do that.
It's
and then
legal.
I just call out Paul from Stone Ridge. And she was asleep and there was smoke billowing through. And it was very exciting. You know.
Did she fall asleep with her pizza in the toaster oven?
She did. Yeah, she did. And so
They generally shut off at a certain point under their own volition?
Not most stoves. No, I don't think. No.
Oh, the stove. She's
the stove. Yeah. So it was pretty strong.
Did you tell what kind of pizza it was from the remains?
It was burnt. Yeah, it was burnt.
It was burnt.
It was good and burnt. Yeah.
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 And so filled with smoke and so forth. And then so did you have to throw her out as a result due to the contract?
No, but I did have to give her a notice that if she did it again, she would be thrown out.
Oh,
so
she would be thrown out. Bodily or physically?
I have all these little notices that I have to give people.
Yeah.
So it's, you know.
So you're busy. I'm not saying that you're not busy. But.
Well, you know, every couple of weeks, you know, something. Yeah.
In between, though, what do you do?
I work at Dean Health Plan as well
as
a claims adjuster. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, that'll go on.
Okay. That's good.
Right. Cool. Yeah.
All right. So that's probably a lot of work, actually. Claims adjuster.
I am keeping busy. That's right.
You're the person, you tell them that they're not covered for whatever
reason.
That's
right. Exactly. Yeah. So if I see Mike, I'll just go like, Mike Holden.
No, we don't cover that. That's obviously pre-existing. The problem is that everything I have is pre-existing, you know, so nothing is covered.
Kind of me too. Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty much true of everyone. I mean, once in a while you walk into a hole or something like that. That wasn't pre-existing, unless the hole was there before and they covered it. You know, they count that as pre-existing.
That's true.
I'm sorry, you walked into a pre-existing hole. And that's not good.
So tell me about this hole you walked into.
Yeah. Do you? You're probably pretty good at that. Because you want to give people a fair shake. You know, right?
Oh, well, definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to talk to them, see what's...
Yeah. Yeah. What do you for kicks then, Paul?
Well, I like watching the Badgers. I like going to the bars and watching some sporting events, bowling.
Sporting events
Thursday
at
nights.
The bars? You mean the patrons?
Yeah. The pa-
patrons in the bar.
Well,
they
like
do
hockey.
Some sporting type things while they're drinking.
That can be fun too. That can be fun.
Bar dice, that sort of thing.
Oh yeah, I do like shake of the day. Yeah,
you do.
I do. Yeah. Yeah,
like shake of the day.
Yeah, the shake of the day. They put it's like Yahtzee. You know, they have a number like five, and you if you get enough fives, then you win half the. You know, it's a good retirement plan.
Yeah, you win half the what?
Whatever the kitty is, however much.
Oh yeah, and how much can that be in your?
Like $60 sometimes.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that can be, unless the guy before me won it, then it's only like $2 or $3.
Yeah, you know? But still. Yeah. Okay, so you've got a full life, is what you're saying.
You know, pretty close. And kids.
I like you, man. You're a nice guy. You got kids, too, huh? How many kids you got?
Two.
Two, yeah.
Two is enough.
Still a little?
Daughter at Platteville and son at Memorial West, or Memorial on the West Side.
Oh, they're getting up there.
They are, yeah.
Isn't it weird how kids turn into, like, adults?
Oh, it's just crazy.
If they would have told me that, I would never had them. Who wants more adults? You know, suddenly I got adults. You know, having kids is great. Loved having kids, but having adults is...
See, that's the great thing about having an apartment complex. Yeah. I can just put them, like, in the way back corner. It's like, be over there.
That's a good idea. I like it. Parental skills are very strong. Oh, we're going to play the quiz now because we're talking too much. Because I like it. I could see you sitting in a bar and do shake of the day. Beer of the day, and then... Another beer of the day, and then watch some sports.
Get some beer nuts. Yeah,
beer nuts or deer nuts or whatever, and then what? Okay. Then how do we do this?
Somebody at home who wants to play along picks up the phone and dials 1-800-942-5669, and you ask them a qualifying question.
Okay. Here's the question then. During texting, now, you know, people take this posture to text, kind of they bend over while texting. So here's the question. During texting... A 12-pound head can weigh as much as what? In other words, it sort of increases the poundage or the weight on your spine as the curvature increases. So you start off with the average head is 12 pounds. Weigh it, if you don't believe me.
Is that when you're born? Or no. Oh, no.
Just your head.
Just your head.
Not the whole thing. So during texting, a 12-pound head can weigh as much as what in terms of the force that's exerting on your spine by bending over while you're texting. Okay. Are you on your phone? Are you checking this out? I'm going to confiscate that phone. Is that a 6? You could use a 6. Paul's on the line from Woodstock, Illinois. Hey, Paul.
Hey there.
Let's say you got a 12-pound head, Paul.
I probably do.
Okay.
It's at least that heavy.
Well, and if you don't shave, it probably is like 12-6. You know, 6
That's
ounces.
Right.
All right, so you got a 12-pound head. In your texting posture, do you text?
I do text sometimes.
Okay. In your texting posture, that 12-pound head actually can weigh as much as what, do you think?
Maybe somewhere around, I don't know, do I get within like a pound or two? Do I get some kind of leeway here?
We'll see.
Something like 18 pounds?
Yeah, close enough. 27 pounds.
Oh, my God.
That's if you're only 15%, but if you lean less than 15%, so we're going to have to give that to you. Paul, I don't see any way around it, in fairness. And looking at your claim here, I have to say I have to go with it. Yeah, it can actually weigh as much as 60 pounds. If you go into a 60-degree bend, really bent over, and you see these guys doing this, too. Usually they're driving at the time, of course. You see them doing like this, driving, and their head can weigh as much as 60 pounds. Their 12-pound head. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
Yeah. But I'm certainly, if you're just a moderate leaner, then it could weigh as much as you said. Paul.
Yes.
This is Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Looking forward to playing the game with you.
Yeah, we could rob Paul to pay Paul. That'd be cool. Something a little different.
Although Peter would probably be appalled.
Yeah. What are you doing there, Paul, as we're speaking?
I'm actually driving.
Oh, you are driving.
Oh, all right.
Oh, okay, so you're talking on the phone. Is your head bent at all for this?
My head is not bent. I'm sitting erect talking through my dashboard.
Oh, you're talking through the dashboard. Okay, don't be distracted. Can you do this while driving, or do you need to pull over?
Well, I am basically in a drive-through for ATM, so I think I'm good.
Okay. You do your banking, and we'll just, I'll do my show, okay? Never the twain shall meet Paul, and what categories do we have there?
They are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay, Paul?
Current events.
Paul? Okay, this Paul. Yep. Current events. Word of the year, according to the Oxford Dictionary. It's all over the news.
Oh.
Word of the year. Oxford right,
so,
Dictionary.
So, Paul, you're driving, so you can't tech, you yeah. can't look it up.
Yeah.
Word of the year.
Was it something like selfie, maybe? Maybe
yes.
selfie?
Yeah, I no. think you're right. So
that was last year, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Word of the year. Don't recall? Current event? No.
I don't remember.
In the news?
No.
It's vape. Vape. Oh.
It's what?
Vape.
Vape?
You don't even know what vape is?
What is vape?
Oh, yeah.
I like the electronic cigarettes.
Those phony cigarettes that make you look stupid.
I don't smoke. Yeah.
There's smoke coming out of your mouth.
Yep.
But, I mean, vapor. Water vapor.
That's tough.
You're emitting vapor, man. What is that? So that would be?
Sadly, that's one wrong.
Okay, don't worry. We'll come back from this, I feel.
The categories remaining are people, places, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, Paul?
Things you should have learned in school.
All right, Paul. School? Okay. So what, again, is a mole in chemistry? A mole. What does a mole in chemistry actually mean? I had trouble with this in school, and I still don't get it, but.
A mole?
What is a mole? When they talk about a mole. Of something.
A mole?
Yeah, M-O-L-E.
Like mole. A molecule?
Okay. Molecule, what about the molecule? Something about the molecule?
Part of a molecule?
Part, you mean part, like, so, as in weight? The weight of the molecule?
I think it's the weight of the molecule.
The weight of the molecule, yeah.
In what sort of measure would that be in then?
Milligrams or something along those lines?
Or grams?
Yeah.
Because if you have 1,000 milligrams, what do you got?
A mole.
That would be like a milligram.
Well, I don't teach chemistry. That sounds right to me. Yes, it's a molecular weight of substance in grams. So that pulled you out of your swoop.
1-1. The categories remaining are people, places, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, Paul.
People.
I'm always surprised which one of the answers. The ones I never expect to answer. Answers.
You're
those are Paul's for
with.
You.
Yeah.
That's Paul's. Most likely to be a grammar Nazi. You know, a grammar Nazi, someone who corrects your grammar all the time and finds things wrong and adds and things. That's you?
That's
Sarah,
me.
But aside from Sarah, okay. Most likely to be a grammar Nazi are those 65 or older, between 30 and 44, or the young ones, 18 to 29. Most likely to be a grammar Nazi, a person who will correct grammar that you're speaking or that they see in signs. Which age group? 65 plus, 30 to 44, or 18 to 29?
I'm thinking it's the 65 plus.
You would think so.
I would agree.
You would think so. But you might be wrong.
We might be wrong, though.
This is a surprising finding.
What was that, 35 to what? How?
Yeah, that's still not so surprising.
Yeah, I think it's those young people, actually.
Wouldn't that be surprising?
That would be.
I think it's the students. Those really intellectual students of nowadays, they probably are grammar Nazis.
You think so, Paul?
Because
Paul
yeah,
thinks so.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes,
yeah,
that's right. That's 18 right. to 29. Yeah. Holy cow. And because we're out of time, that wins. The one you know.
Paul, you'll be thankful for a fabulous selection of fine artisanal cheeses from Wisconsin and around the world from the evangelical cheesemongers at Fromage Nation on Madison's historic Capitol Square. Paul in the car. From Earth to Earthquake, designer drugs to dinosaur, it's all in Glad You Asked. Intriguing names, facts, and ideas for the curious minded by Michael Feldman from the editors of Encyclopedia Britannica and Triumph Books. And both of you can create custom holiday cards with a rubber stamp gift pack, including ink and 8 stamps from Jim Rubber Stamps, because you guys seem like the kind of guys who would do that, and swoon to old-school romanticism on the CD What Do You Know About Rachmaninoff with pre-Perestroika liner notes by Michael Feldman from Nimbus Records. Congratulations to both.
Or Perestroika. That was a long time ago. Nice talk with you, man. You'd be a good guy to drink with. Sometime we'll do that. Okay? Promise? Paul, hang out. Make sure you get that stuff.
Thank you.
Hey, it is never too early to get your What Do You Know holiday office party tickets. Come join us on Saturday, December 20th, right here at the Monona Terrace. Sun-Times film critic Michael Phillips and polka legend Steve Meisner will headline the phone. Fun, rather. Plus, there'll be plenty of food, nog, and What
Holiday
Do You Know cheer.
Be there.
For tickets, head over to NotMuch.com. And speaking of the holidays, you can pick up the perfect holiday gift for your favorite fan of What Do You Know at NotMuch.com as well.
Yes, you can do all that. Thank you for coming. Nice to see you guys. Have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for listening, y'all. Talk to you soon.
Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced at Wisconsin Public Radio for Public Radio International. Michael Feldman is our producer international. Adam Friedrich is our producer with assistance from Chris Myshock, Lyle Anderson, Megan Hannes, Kelly Osborne, and Diana Cook. Our technical director is Tom Blaine with help from Aubrey Ralph and Brad Colbert. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Crescendo! I'm talking crescendo! I don't know what it means. It sounds right now.
Don't tape it. PRI, Public Radio International.